Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell.
I wonder if we could like procure the footage from the pool, because that was the best part. I just kept looking up at the camera and waving at it.
No, there was not one camera. There was six cameras.
Yeah,
I was like,
so many cameras.
And then
we were all like, you're not 40 yet. You're 36?
And a half.
Okay. So you were the youngest in the pool. I was the second to youngest. Well, yeah, Paul's my age, right?
Paul's 41.
Me too. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so he and I are the same age. So you were the baby. Me and Paul were next. The rest of those suckers are damn near 50, if not already, you know?
Hey, hey, everybody. This is Bree Bagwell, and this is my podcast, Only Vans, where I talk to my friends in my van.
But it's from Trailer Park Boys and Mr. Leahy. And he said, we do a wraparound. And then he would do it like this.
Oh, yeah. That's too much.
A little sippy poo.
So. One time I went this way and Matt Hillier was like, are you a psycho? It's obviously this way because the natural flow of your arm.
That's funny. Can I go this way?
Okay. Well, he's going to call you a psycho now.
Take that, Hillier.
Take that, Hillier. We wrap around the same way.
That's me, right. Me and Copat. And a rip, rip, rippity do.
Things are being here. I was so excited when you said yes.
Well, you texted me. I've been waiting. Like, you've only been doing this for so long. And you're like, oh, yeah, when I'm in Fort Worth again, I'm like.
We have never filmed on location. We've only filmed in New Braunfels.
Yeah, so this is great.
I have all these people, like, Steve Helms is like, you don't like your best friend. It's like, well, no, we only film in New Braunfels. Right. So if you want to come down here.
Sorry, bud.
And now
you got to leave your territory.
Leave.
He doesn't do that much.
He doesn't venture.
Not for us.
He ventures to Mexico.
Oh yeah.
But like not to New Braunfels.
He rides his thumb all the way down there. Doesn't he?
He sure does.
Somebody's thumb.
It's not mine.
I'm kind of excited about this and a little nervous.
Can I do this now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's for me and Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
It says BMP for me and Paul. Well, you also, I love your Christmas cards. You're always on my refrigerator. So I think about you
every day.
I really do though. I'm like, oh, and sometimes I'll talk to you. I'll be like, Courtney, I'm going to eat this cold pizza. Tell me no. And then you never do. You're just like, eat that pizza.
Just wait.
Well, you might have to tell the story first or no. Yeah, I know. This is a two-person job. This is...
it's probably ribbon that I recycled from...
We're going to have to tell the story, but I think you should tell it.
This might be messy. I'm nervous about it.
Is it fine?
I was going to...
How? It's going to be... Who has a knife? Oh,
no, watch.
I don't
it's
need a knife?
It's just scotch tape. Oh, okay. I don't do the psycho tape.
How did you have time to wrap a gift and you...
I wrapped it right after...
And you
Mile
gardened
zero.
This morning?
Mailed it. I did lay sod.
You laid sod this morning.
I laid sod. I came home from my show last night because I knew I had to get the grass in the ground. It's going to get the couch so much.
It's my frog, Ree.
It's an inside joke, but I felt like...
Well, I think you should tell everybody.
Gift.
Nope. You got to tell everybody.
Do I tell the story?
I have told
maybe
a few people.
We don't go into all the exquisite details of it, or shall we?
I think we should, because I keep having this anxiety, and tell me if I'm the only one, but I keep thinking we're going to wake up and it's going to be on TMZ.
Oh, like, well then let's just put it on there ourselves.
So I think if we proactively say what happened.
So after a wonderful night, y'all had a night off, right? Your flight was canceled. So you just were like, let's just go out with a bang. We're get an extra night in Key West. Cause you were supposed to be gone that night, I think. So you guys, went and
day raged
and it was great. And I went and I was doing the opposite of that. I went and did laundry at my friend's house for like 4 hours, sat in the pool, came back thinking surely they're in bed. Cause Heather said, it'll be an early night.
No,
'twas not an early night. And I think you and Paul and I showed up around the same time
to that sandbar
next to our hotel. And when Max Stalling saw me and stood up, he almost fell backwards and I caught him and I thought, this is the night that I walked into. I have to join them. So I got a rum drink and got started. And then Heather wanted to swim. I mean, so bad she wanted to
swim.
She
was not going to let it go.
She was not letting it go. And she got butt hurt that I wouldn't take her to find the pool. I said, Heather, use your legs and your brain and walk around the back of that thing and go find the pool. you don't like me. And I'm like, yeah, that's what it is. I don't. Max, go take your wife and find the pool. So they found the pool. And it's like, we were Marco Poloing, not the app, but like, Marco Polo to try to find the pool. And Kenny's like, it's by my room. Let's go. Kenny, that's the.
Oh, yeah.
He was
there. We met.
The guy that drummer I talked to you about.
Oh.
That's him.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Okay.
So we find the pool and it's locked. Is it not?
It was so locked.
It was so locked.
And it was like a higher fence than I was comfortable with.
It was
with.
Quite high. And I have quite short legs, you know? Well, Paul, being the jungle gym that he is, jungle rat, he decides, he looks at us throwing, reaching over and pulling chairs to try to make a makeshift step up and over and down on the other chair and over. And we look over and Paul's in the pool, like over getting by the pool. And we're like, how did you do that? And he's like, there's a trash can. I climbed over the trash can.
And he was... Yeah.
Oh, you're a genius. So we all get over there and then realize none of us have swimsuits at all.
Paul was already naked, I think, by the time we got over
there. My favorite part was Paul starts getting undressed and then he stops and realizes he didn't have underwear on, I think. Mm-hmm. And he stopped and he goes, I don't have underwear on. And we all just busted out laughing. And he was like, jumps in. He's in.
He was naked and in the pool. In under 15 seconds. I mean, it was really quick.
We really had to coax you in.
Yeah, I was kind of...
You and Heather were kind of like, I don't know.
I don't know. But it took us like 20 minutes to get over the fence. Like we
did.
We were really... We had a cheerlead, so like 1-2 down up, and then we got over. So then we get in, and then...
And it was all sorts of combinations of only one person was truly skinny dipping. I was bottom half skinny dipping,
you which had
is
your
a
pants
weird
off.
Combo because, you know, again, Captain No Underpants. And... Jason was in his boxers. Max went and put his bathing suit on because he's Max and he's just classy like that.
Right.
So there's just a combination of all of us in the water laughing and passing around a bottle of random bourbon, I think. And yeah. And then I married you and Paul.
Right. Well, someone was like, I think it was Max. He was like, when are you guys going to get married? And why aren't you married?
And
or
I
something?
Said, I'm ordained. I can do it right now.
And Paul's like, let's do it. And then I went to go, the frog.
The frog was on Jason's neck.
It was a tiny frog.
The tiny tree frog or water frog on Jason's neck. And Jason is terrified of bugs. And all I could think of is that's a cockroach. And if I say something, he's going to freak out and then run away and we'll never see him again.
And, like
he's
going to have a heart attack.
Down.
And
yeah.
He
and
dies.
Die. He yeah. perishes in the pool. It would have been a nightmare. It would have been all over TMZ for sure. And so I told Josh Messenger and sweet Josh was like, oh, it's a frog. And you go, oh, and then you put it on your hand and you go, Whiskey, I miss you.
Oh, I forgot I did that.
So you started talking to the frog because you missed your dog.
Yeah.
And the frog never left your hand. And so then it became the joke that if it crawled to your ring finger, the wedding would be legal. If it didn't, so it didn't ever get on your ring finger.
It didn't, because I thought it was, I know it was like on my hand.
It was on
his
knuckle, and then the joke was that you... killed the frog so that it wouldn't crawl.
Well, because when I went to get out of the pool, you were holding up the towel for me. And then I just got, you know, I get like awkward breathe phase and I just got out of the pool really fast and I dropped the frog and I think I crushed the frog.
I don't think you crushed it at all. I think it swam and was just so happy to have witnessed such a beautiful evening that we had and shared. And it was, we got out of the pool and the next day, I mean, I've been every time. You've been every time to Mile Zero.
Yes.
It was my favorite memory.
Me too. It was the best night. And Max said that too. And that's saying a lot.
Literally like
that
was... all of us. And Jason, who like, I think he got kicked out of a bar on his birthday this year and ended up in a titty bar with Mike Harmeyer and Gary Braun. And like, he had the best birthday ever. Even that trumped that. So that's kind of cool.
It was so fun.
It was very fun.
And I remember.
But it might be legal, guys.
It might be legal.
And the sweetest thing is Paul wanted it to be.
Yeah. Well, because.
But waiter. But are we really married? I was like, you can't be. You're in Key West. You are really married.
If you're naked, I think it negates it, but maybe not.
Oh, maybe not.
I don't know. But then whenever the other couple that was there, when he was like, do you, Paul? And the guy said, you better say I do. She's going to kill you. I was like, Paul's the one that hey.
Right.
Why is it always like the, right. you know, the dude that doesn't want it or
that's
whatever.
Right.
But that's not the deal.
That's not the deal.
It's just not the deal, but we're just so... in debt with us, our house. And like, so it was like the perfect wedding because it was
sure.
affordable.
It was very sweet. Had
was
dear
very
friends
sweet.
Around.
Yeah.
You said you would only have done it different with a few more friends and your parents.
My parents.
Your family. Yeah.
We might have to recreate it.
We'll recreate
Can
it.
Can you do that again?
I would
for
like
me?
To have pants on this time.
No,
but
no. It was really great without
really
the pants
great.
Because we were all kind of like, do you think you can see anything under this water? And we were all...
I mean, I was convinced. I was so nervous and I kind of kept my hands down. And I was like, it's dark. There's no lights on. We're fine. And then I go, I mean, y'all can't see. And Paul looks down and he goes, oh, you can see. I was like, no, man, don't tell me that. That's the worst.
It was the
but
best.
But also the best. It was so great.
It was a really magical night. And then I remember like the people that I had never met were there and we were all giving toast to our wedding. And he said, it all started with hopping a pool fence. And that,
so that could either be like the Doug Moreland statue that Ragweed, you know, always had on stage with him, or, but I was thinking for your new house.
No, it's got to go at our new house
for sure.
When it gets done.
So now you have a frog that you didn't kill, and look at it. It's looking at you with loving eyes. No. Like,
remember me?
Claire picked that one out.
It's so cute. Remember when I
picked out two
it
that were kind of creepier, and she's like, "This is sweeter."
No, this is great.
Yeah, okay, good.
I love it. I'm gonna take it everywhere. Paul's gonna love it so much. I selfishly want to know all about your new record, but you don't have to tell me what you don't want to tell me. But so how did it go?
It's been really good. So this is the second record I did at the Finishing School here in Austin, with Gordy and Trevor, and I let Trevor produce this one, and Gordy co-produced it, but he really let Trevor kind of take, you know, the lead, and he did a great job. And for those that don't know, Trevor Nealon is the keys player for Band of Heathens, and he's just like this musical mad scientist, you know, and he knows that Carole King's Tapestry album is like on my Mount Rushmore of albums. And he really helped me find it in a way that it still sounds like me, but it sounds also very like 70s soul / singer-songwriter-y. Like there's like Bonnie Raitt vibes, there's Little Feet vibes, there's all of it. I love it so much.
I'm so excited. When does it, or I just
so they're
waiting to get it done.
Finish.
First.
Trevor has a couple of songs to play keys on, and then Gordy's got to sing harmony on a couple of songs, and then it's ready to be mixed. So
wow.
I don't have a date. It's like the first time that I don't like already know when it should be released and start planning that, because that gives me so much anxiety. I just don't want to live like that anymore. And
I know.
You're never going to make the money you spent back on it anyway. So why not just put it out how you want and don't stress about it? So that's what I'm doing for the first time ever.
I love that.
Zero stress.
I did that with my last one, but then somehow I still ended up with like a deadline. Like it was like,
well, yeah, I know you have to have one.
But it was the best way to do it because it is so, and then the cover art and then the things, and then you have, your transmission goes out and you can't afford to print the vinyls or whatever. Ugh. Like it's just, oh my gosh, putting out a record is so much harder than I think people realize it is. Mm-hmm. It is a lot of work. And how many songs?
It's 10.
Dang.
Last time we did, we tracked like, I think last time we did 12 songs, and then we only, because of the length of vinyl, you can only get 10 on there.
Yeah.
And so then I had these two like singles. So I was hoping I had 14 I wanted to do. I was like, if we just crank them out, but Trevor was a little more thorough and really, I mean, it was the right call. And so we only got 10 done, but they're great.
That is very, so very exciting.
David Jimenez played guitar. He's an Austin baddie. Mm-hmm. And Nick Jay on bass. And Richie came in, you know, he's the former, Richard Millsap is a former drummer for the Heathens, but he's been with Fogerty for a couple of years now. So
he
flew in from LA to play on it, which
I didn't know that.
Made me really happy. He wanted to do it. So it was really a special, special week. And Kelly came in and sang some harmonies, and I even sang harmonies on a couple, which is weird.
Well, as
I
you
don't
should.
Like that.
I love it. No, yes.
I like singing harmony. Like, it's my favorite thing in the whole world. If you said, Courtney, will you go on the road and be my harmony singer? I would do it tomorrow. If I knew that I could make the same amount of money that I'm making.
Yeah, no, I can't. It pays $4 and a free frog kisses and chihuahua kisses, and that's it.
So this last weekend, I had the honor of attending the Jewel Charity Ball in Fort Worth with Rodney and Brittany Parker. And I got to get dressed up and feel so pretty. And our table was at the back of the room and Diana Ross was the entertainment, but they had a house band called Q the Band. Q, like the letter. I heard Celine Dion and I turned around and this gorgeous blonde woman was singing a whisper
in the morning.
Sounded exactly like her. Unbelievable. Whitney Houston, exactly like her. I have nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And then, and then she looked at me and she saw me vibing and she like went like this and I was like, she knows. Yeah. Like, I want to be up there so bad. that's my dream job, to just be in a cover band and make probably more money than I make doing this and slaving over my own emotions, you know, to make things.
I have a cover band. Do you know that about me?
No.
Yeah, I have a super secret cover band that's not so secret, and I have backup singers, but what's happening?
Wait, I know. How do I not know this?
Because I try to, I think.
Do you play like weddings and stuff?
No, we do like corporate stuff on, I know. So next time you can absolutely come do it. It's Brie Bagwell and the Rocky Mountain Bandits, but it's all 90s country, but we are not like the cover band that you can request songs from.
Yeah,
like,
you have a set list.
We have these, sure. And this is all we do. And that it's been so really cool. Fun. And I think, like, you touched on it, and it's exactly how I feel. There's no ticket sales. There's right. No pressure. Yeah. There's no whether people like your song or not. It's just going and singing live band karaoke. Great. And we only do it like 4 times a year.
It's great.
So I'll let you know next time, because it's super fun. It's usually like on a Tuesday.
I love it.
The last one was we played Kendra Scott's birthday party with my 90s band.
Wait.
And then she hired us back.
The jeweler?
Yeah. And then she hired us back to play another Kendra Scott Junk Gypsy event.
Great, this is awesome.
It's really fun. Our first one, Kyle was at the first one, it was a little shaky, but we're getting better. You know, it's a lot of work. Like those
and
things
are
a lot.
And is it still your band or a totally
still
different?
Still my band.
Okay.
But I add either singers or sure. A fiddle player or something.
Right.
Anyway, I don't know how we got off that, but I do think it's important because it's
emotional.
Are you cool
holding the frog?
No, I'm not. Okay. It's amazing. Oh, whiskey. I miss her so much. I know. Paul says I see like a raccoon running across the road and I'm like, oh, whiskey. Yeah. I miss her so much when I don't have
it. Yeah. The frog was, it took the cake though. That was pretty great. Cause I would never look at a frog and think about my cat or anything.
I love talking to you about, sorry, I didn't mean to cut off your cat stuff. I love that you love cats. You crazy cat lady.
Nobody likes cats but me, so it's okay.
I like them.
I love dogs, but I can't. I don't have a fence, and I don't have a doggy door, and I don't have children that will stop by and take care of them. I mean, I shouldn't put that on my kids. So Peyton's good to scoop the litter box when I'm out of town, because now I have a college kid that's a roommate.
That's insane. I love that.
Hey, this is Brie Bagwell, and if you want to sponsor this amazing podcast, all you have to do is email onlyvanspodcast@gmail.com.
Are you ready to take your merchandise to the next level? Well, just ask me who I use, and that is CH Lone Star Promo. They specialize in screen printing and direct-to-garment, embroidery, laser engraving, anything promo-related, they can do it. Step up your merch game now with CH Lone Star Promo and tell them Brie and Whiskey sent you.
But wait, you're not allergic to cats?
Are you?
Oh, I'm so allergic.
I feel like
allergic.
Everybody on the planet that says they don't like cats says they're allergic to cats,
no,
but you really are.
I'm deathly allergic.
So you... Deathly?
Not, no, that
but
was
you'll,
dramatic.
You'll get hives and your throat will close
no,
up and itch.
No, that was, I was being dramatic. Like, I want to scratch out my eyeballs and I can't stop sneezing.
That's true.
And that's like, Rachel was talking about that too, but I like cats.
Rachel
I had cats growing up.
In my house and she didn't die, so that's good.
Okay.
She may have died and not told me because she's sweet.
Right. Yeah, I think she died. No, I'm just kidding. She's totally fine.
I'm
but
ask her.
I know. She's here.
So she didn't die.
Of course she's going to be here because right. You're here and I'm here.
That makes me really happy. When I called Juliana and she answered and said, I'm in the van. I was like,
Yeah.
So
I brought them
night.
In the Sprinter van. I have to drive anyway and I can't, you know, do this podcast drunk. I tried it once, I think, and it didn't go well. So
who was the guest for that? I'm going to go
do
find
you remember?
That one. Or did you have to redo it? Who was it?
Kyle. Oh. When I did Kyle's. I had had a rough weekend and we were in my backyard in the RV because we do in the RV now. So I was just like, I'm going to have a few. And then I talked too much, but I already talked too much. So multiply.
Same.
It's, but I'm so glad we should do at least once a month. You should come be my co-host.
Okay.
I think you would be the perfect
co-host the heck out of this thing. Yeah.
Co-host.
But I do want to sit in the van at some point. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Today we're doing Saxon Pub because we love them and they gave us their green room. And then we're doing this show together. Courtney and I wrote one song together and it was the first day that we met.
Also, it slaps. And you still like you took it to number one and people still every time I play a show, they ask for it, which I think
me
is
too.
A huge compliment.
We still play it. We never took it out
so
of our
why
set.
Why did we write a number one and then never write it again together? We have to.
Because we like to talk. We need to like get it. We need to get it
and
together.
And we also like to work. It's really the true story is that we live far away and we both really work a lot. And
I say that a lot about like friends and geography because it's like, you know, you kind of become really close friends with who you can see in 15 minutes or whatever, because I would be in real trouble if me and you lived close, or like me and Heather or whatever.
Oh, I know.
It would be really, really hard, because I wish we lived closer. Just for the vent sessions of being a female artist.
We should make a little Marco Polo thread for us, because I have a group of girls that were fans that became my friends, and now they're like my besties, and we talk every day. Almost all day long, just in little short bursts, but through Marco Polo. So we're seeing each other's faces.
Yeah.
How's your day? How's your son feeling? Lauren, what are you doing with work? Brooklyn, where are you traveling? Like, we just check in on each other. And I've never had a group of friends where I just go, I'm completely myself. I'm so relaxed. And like Lauren, so she's our little Yoda. She's just so calm and zen. And she said, she read something where somebody said, if you're having a hard time and you say, do you need 8 minutes? Like, I'll give you 8 minutes of time to just like fall apart or whatever you need. And then like, it says that a person, if they get 8 minutes of time where somebody's focused on them and letting them like have it, that it fixes them feeling sad. So now if any of us are having a bad day, one of us will go, do you need 8 minutes? And everybody's like, no, I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
But that's such a cool
thing. I need 8 minutes today. I'm like, what time's the show? I need 8 minutes after this.
We're getting 8 minutes.
Thanks. I know. Yeah. We're getting like 28 minutes.
Oh, goodness.
I know. It flies by when you're having so much fun, but it's so true. And it's good girlfriends. Like, I feel like the older you get, the smaller your
absolutely
circle gets. Mm-hmm. And now every time I see you at Steamboater, it's like, Jamie, it's like, we all have the same exact problems.
Yeah.
And you have a really small outlet for who can understand it. But then all my girlfriends understand it. They're not musicians. Like, right. They are there for me. So it's just finding your tribe, and they don't necessarily have to be
absolutely
in the music
industry, but they love music, which helps.
Yeah, my they girls have to are love like music.
Super music fans.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
It's great. But I do. I love our little group thread. And I don't always communicate in it, because most of the time I'm at sound check, or I'm busy, or they're doing something, or I'm, you know, whatever. But it is nice having Sunny and Brennan and Kayla and Aaron and Jamie and Heather. Like, we have a fun little thread of
what is it called now? Cockery?
Ladies Lounge.
Okay.
Oh, we had Cockery and Ladies Lounge. I don't know why it like I think there's two threads that got it's the same people in both threads.
Yeah.
Cockery.
I don't know. Sunny,
right.
Sunny changed it.
Uh-huh.
But it is, it's a safe outlet. But I wanted to tell you, there was this TikTok that somebody sent me. Oh, my tour manager sent me the other day. And it was this girl, and she's talking about the ladies that have paved the way for Texas music. And it was really cool, because it was like you, me, Jamie, you know, Pauline, Charlotte. But it was, and she's like, oh, I know. And she was like, she looked like a college girl. She was young, but I didn't know if it made me feel old or accomplished or all the things, really. Right. But it was, I mean, I remember meeting you at Steamboat 10 years ago. I mean, we've really been doing it and figuring it out for this long. And that's like really saying something.
You've been doing it longer than me, though. I didn't have the guts to quit my day job until I turned 30.
That was smart. You probably built up some sort of retirement that I have not built.
I definitely did not do that. And I waited until I was a single mom. And my dad's like, you know, I'm your biggest fan, but is this the right time to quit? Like, you have a paycheck coming in every Friday, and now you're going to throw that away, and you have two kids. And I was like, Dad, when else am I going to do it? It's now or never. And now it's been 12 years, and I'm like, right. the year that I surpassed what I made at my day job, I was like the most, you know, you couldn't have said anything to me. I was just on top of the world. I thought, I just did that with my voice and my words and my guitar. What a cool, I mean, as hard as it is, and as hard as those days are, memories like we made in Key West, moments on stage where you just go, this is my job.
Mm-hmm.
They make up for all the nights that I cry myself to sleep and I want to quit and go back to college and get my master's. And like,
yeah,
I want to quit so much.
I know. I have
I
been
quit so much.
That's but, so interesting. Cause that was me this morning. I was like, you know what? I think that's it. Like, there are some days where you are, and it's
absolutely.
Not, and it's not like rare. It's kind of a lot.
It's a
kind
lot,
of
and it's not dramatic
me.
Either. It's just genuinely like you step back and go, do I want to deal with the heartache of this anymore?
Mm-hmm.
But then you have those little nuggets that, I mean, it's just like a relationship, right? Like, it would be so easy to walk away when things are bad and you feel like things are bad, but there are really great moments that just make you go, no, this is why we do this,
right?
You know?
And so, I think that's why it's so hard, because it is the highest highs. Like, sure. We played in Arizona this weekend and it was like beautiful weather, great crowds, great shows. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Monday hits and I got a couple bombs dropped today. And right. So I think it's just coming down off of the, way up here. Oh, so it's like, you're not coming off the weekend like, yeah, that was an okay weekend. You're like, I just got to jam with Reckless Kelly till 4 a.m. right. or whatever.
It's gotta be a crash, right? Like the dope, is it dopamine or serotonin or whatever it is.
Estrogen. Like, no, yeah, that's not right.
There's probably not true. Testosterone.
I might be lacking
your
something.
Testosterone dumps. Your BDE. Dick energy, you know?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I think I've
been rocking that today. I've been feeling
no,
it.
No, I can tell.
It to me. It's just making me feel like
your hair and the gold and your and the earrings. You are.
I teased it in the bathroom. Yeah.
You're doing a BDEing up in here.
I am. I said spring was showing off its nature dick, and I was just following suit. You know.
How are you going to not follow?
I'm
nature dick. We should have
that. That's great. Our next hit.
That's our next song. It goes from cheat on me into that. My mom
cheat
is like,
nature
oh
dick,
no.
So here we are.
Sorry, mom. It's fine.
I
She's
had to say that last night. I said something about a reach around. We did the wraparound. We did the wraparound at the show last night. I had to teach JD Graham. He's wonderful. If you don't know him, my goodness, what a story. So he was our guest last night at our show. I taught him the wraparound, which he sober, but I was like, take your water, wrap it around, you know? And then I said, not a reach around, guys. Cause they laughed when I said wraparound. Yeah. It's not a reach around. I said, that's after the show. And my dad's like, oh,
Courtney, you
know, earmuffs dad. Sorry. My mom goes, what about your mom? I was like, you too, mom. Sorry,
mom and dad. Yeah. I know.
They
I feel
know
like
me too long. They understand.
My mom's getting, I mean, they've gotten over the years a little numbed to
finger
it.
Skin, yeah.
Or just, I think society in general has kind of loosened up a little bit, right? Don't you think? But I still say, sorry, mom, but she loves me regardless.
Yeah, mine too.
Except if I got married and she wasn't there, that might be the one thing that like.
Sorry, mom.
Really, yeah.
They didn't sign the paper. We didn't have papers. So that's really the only thing keeping it from being legal and binding is, I told Paul, I said, just text me in the morning if you want me to print that up. It's after midnight. It's still the same day. We could just sign it.
Oh, well, we should just recreate it.
Recreate it. It would be a really funny video. God, I wonder if we could like secure the footage from the pool. Cause that was the best part. I just kept looking up at the camera and waving at it.
No, there was not one. There was six cameras.
Yeah,
I was like,
camera, so many cameras.
And then
we were all like, you're not 40 yet. You're 36
and a half.
Okay. So you were the youngest in the pool. I was the second to youngest. Well, yeah, Paul's my age, right?
Paul's 41.
Me too. Okay. Yeah, so he and I are the same age. So you were the baby. Me and Paul were next. The rest of those suckers are damn near 50, if not already, you know? And that was what made me laugh more than anything is we were giggling like we were college kids breaking into a pool and we're middle-aged people.
Yeah.
Half naked, in our underwear or no underwear.
Or nothing.
It was the best.
I know. And I think that, you know what, if it gets out and that's what we're known for, what are they going to be mad? You can't be mad at Max Stalling skinny dipping and crossing a fence. Like Max Stalling gets us out of everything.
Yeah,
don't you think?
Like he's our gentle giant.
He
wouldn't
is.
You say?
Yeah.
Like not to even bring his height into it. He's just so smooth and like, gentle and kind, and he and Heather are genuinely the nicest people in our scene.
The greatest.
I've never heard them say anything bad about anyone. They're just kind and supportive and legitimately that sweet. Like, as sweet as they seem, they're sweeter, guys. It's so gross.
Yeah, it's so gross. Because me and Courtney are like kind of sweet, but like kind of jerks.
We're sweet, but we're just kind of
brats a little bit. But like, we're trying actively to be.
We're trying so hard. Jamie and Jason had a bit on the road this summer and they said, that's growth. Like gross with a lisp, but also growth.
Also
you know,
growth.
So it was kind of a joke. So like, that's growth.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
We'll steal that from them.
I feel like you deal with things too, where like people kind of like loop you in with Jason and people loop me in with Paul. And like every night people are like, is Brie coming? And Paul's like, she has her own career.
Also, was she getting paid to be here? That's what we like. The booking agent, we finally just say they can't look at it as they were trying to get a package deal. I'm sure you went through that too. Yeah. Like, well, if we can get Brie and Paul for the same price as we would have just gotten Brie. No.
Right.
You can get Jason for this price and then you can double that and get me.
Right.
Because that's what I make on a night off if I'm getting hired. I don't need him to make that money.
Right.
Yes, it's going to be a great show if you hire us both, but you have to hire both of us.
Yeah, that's such a strange thing because it's like, oh no, you should want to be with your man on your day off. It's like, no, I want to pay my bills is what I want to do.
I'd like to take a nap.
Right. Or
I'd
that.
Like to, you know, cook dinner and sleep in my own bed and not have to deal with this.
Right. And sometimes when I go see Paul, he does this little mariachi moment in the middle of the show and it is comical. Every time he does it, someone comes up and starts talking to me and I never get to watch it. And so whenever I go, I would like to just go watch the Wilder Blue as a band, and I don't get to really enjoy it most of the time.
How was the Opry though?
No, I cried the whole time. And I mean, obviously full transparency, because this is something that I feel like I could talk to you about, but I told him, I was like, I'm like 99% elated, super happy for you. And then 1% jealous
Whatever. I would say maybe not jealous, but hopeful that you could also be asked.
Right.
I'm like, so how do we get more do that. Girls being invited? Because it seems like our guys are being invited, but can we get more girls being invited to play the Opry stage? Because we work just as hard and we've been doing it just as long.
Yeah, we've been doing it a long time, me and you.
So
then you can come sing harmonies with me at the Opry.
And likewise, like I...
Oh no, you should try being like a campfire mediocre harmony singer like me. It takes a lot of pressure off.
You're a great
off.
Harmony singer. You Thanks. Always say that and it angers me because you're fantastic.
Thanks. That's very nice.
But,
thank you.
Yes, I understand that. And I don't know about you, but I didn't, like I had the honor of being asked to sing with Jason and I was so proud and I just stared at him like, I know how much this means to him. And he stood in the circle and he's like, do you want in? I go, no.
This is your circle moment.
I want to step in the circle when it's my turn. If mm-hmm. I get that chance, and if I don't, I don't. But it felt sacrilegious to be like, even dip a toe close. Like I didn't even get close to it. I was like, I'm going to stay on this side of the stage. This is you.
Yep.
Like respectfully, this was all, it was so cool. It was such a great moment. Who was back? Who played the night that they played like backstage?
Corb Lund was there I just like,
isn't he so fun?
He's the most fun. Like we only see each other in passing at Steamboat and stuff. And he's like, we should get some beer later. That was the worst Canadian accent.
It was really good.
And we're always like threatening to drink or hang out and we never get to, but he's the most fun.
He's so fun.
He was there. Sierra Farrell was there. She was amazing. She was so good. And then,
John Anderson.
No,
not John Anderson. Who's the one that's always there? John Conley.
John Conley was not there. And Jeannie Seely was not there. Crystal Gayle was there. And I was like,
she's still beautiful.
She's still gorgeous. And I'm in a fight with Steve Helms right now because, and you're probably going to punch me in the face. I did not know that she was Loretta Lynn's sister.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How did I not know that?
I don't know. They don't look alike to me, but once you know, once you see it, you see it. But Crystal Gayle was younger, or to me, seemingly a lot younger than Loretta. Loretta had more of a rough around the edges, and Crystal Gayle was just like this goddess, you know? Yeah. I just remember that long hair, like my mom had that record, and I was like, how is it so healthy looking?
Yeah.
I can't even keep this length hair having to curl it to hide the dead ends, you know? I use a wet brush, and it looks like I've just been like... somebody's taken like scissors and just chopped my hair. It just breaks off.
I'll do it in Paul's truck. And he's like, really in here?
It's a wig now, isn't it?
It looked really good. But someone came in and was like, hey, there's this lady out there. Her hair's to the floor. And I'm like, yeah, that's Crystal Gayle. Like, how do you not know
who that
person
is?
Yeah, it was very funny. But everyone was very nice. The hospitality was amazing.
Good.
It was good. So, but
you got to go.
The show starts in like 10 minutes.
Oh,
but,
well, I guess we have to work.
We have to work kind of, but we should definitely like make a pact to write another song.
There's also so many things we didn't even talk about.
I know. Do you want to, get them out real fast.
We should do a part two, I think.
Yeah, we'll do a part two.
What's another question you have to ask me? Hard hitting stuff.
Oh gosh. Do you remember the first thing you ever said to me? No, it wasn't the first
thing. Terrified. Was it at the camp? Isn't that the first time we truly bonded though? Because we had never really gotten to hang out and I was so happy.
Yeah.
Was it gross?
No, it was hilarious. Pretty gross. You were like, I have to, hold on. Let me whisper in your ear.
Yeah, don't say I'm open mic. That's funny.
And I was like, who is this person? And then,
Turns out
amazing.
I have no filter ever.
And I was like, is that Courtney Patton? And it was, you're like, I want to talk to you, but, and then you said that. Isn't that hilarious?
Wow.
And
that is really brazen. And I guess I just felt that safe around you.
I loved it. I was like, we're going to be friends.
And we are. I do wish I saw you more.
And now
I want to make a pact to do that.
We should try harder for sure because we are in this thing together and
this is my year. I promised my friends and myself, this is my year of me and my friendships and like pouring my love into that. And I called Mike Harmeyer on the way down here and he goes, are you good? And I was like, yes, I thought about you. Your song came on. I wanted to check on you and just call you and say hi. And I said, this is my goal this year. I always say it this year. I'm going to do it. And
I love it.
I'm a better, happier person. It's going to make me cry.
No.
Friendships are so important, especially in this job. And I'm just a better person when I spend time with y'all. So, oh,
well, yeah. We love you. You are the best hang. What did I text you the other day? Who was it that said it? Courtney is the ultimate. Oh, shoot. Zane Williams. I texted you. Zane said, yeah. And I was like, I know.
Which
she
is funny because
she's the ultimate hang.
I always feel like I overwhelm him with me.
No, you're brilliantly talented, but you are also like a stand-up comedian and an amazing talent. So you're all wrapped up in one.
You should have Crystal on your podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's been in retirement for a couple of years, but I think she's ready to come back out.
Really?
Yeah, Tina Wilkins hates Crystal.
Uh-oh. No, she doesn't.
She doesn't hate her. Nobody. She just thinks it ran its course. I mean, she's just, I think Crystal repulsed her. I think it scared her how good I was.
No, you are a magician. Like, whenever that first happened, I was like, first of all, I couldn't do that podcast because I would be laughing the whole entire time. But that was the most fun. And you are an actor. Like, you should be an actress for sure.
I wanted to be. Stoney told me, the pandemic, he goes, my God, he started quoting Crystal. And he's like, I'm all right. And he goes, my God, you're just this gorgeous woman. And he goes, and then you're that.
I know. It's the best.
And it made me laugh really hard.
It got us all through COVID, as did Sequester Songwriters, which was so much work for you. I can't even imagine you guys doing that. Because just for us to sing a song every week was like a ton of work.
It was a lot. Mm-hmm.
So like to learn the songs and put it all together. Did you just drink through it or what?
There was a lot of that. It was just so fun. I mean, it was so fulfilling to, again, friendships, like getting to see y'all every week and like be together. Even though it was this weird time of separation for all of us, we got to see each other every week. It felt like the world wasn't over because we had each other. And it was just a really beautiful moment. And it was doing good things for people that needed it. You know, like, we've paid medical bills and paid for gallbladders to come out and two cars that were totaled and they didn't have insurance because we're musicians. And like, we didn't do that. We just sang songs with our friends, but people were so generous and tipping. We're like, we can't, splitting that up 30 ways would be silly. Why can't we take this and just put it in a savings account and like make a nonprofit and help people? And so to me, that's the thing to be most proud of, is that we, by just having fun with our friends, made something really beautiful in a really shitty time in life.
And it was so fun. And yeah. It was like, it pushed our boundaries.
Yeah.
And
it's good.
Yes.
And people, I don't know about you, do they talk about it? Like everywhere we go, somebody brings it up. Hey, thank y'all so much for that. I was like, it's been 4 years and you're still saying thank you.
Or where they'll come to shows and they'll wear the hat because they know that it's a way of saying like, hey, I'm your person.
Your club. Yeah. It's so
it's
great.
It's the best. I love you so much.
I love you.
You're
Thank
doing
you
great
having.
Things.
You
we got to have a part two and a three and a four and 45.
Okay.
And I'm going to kiss this frog. Okay. No, I can kiss him because then I already have Paul. I already kissed a bunch of frogs in my life. Courtney's been there. She's loved me through it. Do you want to kiss this
frog? No, I'm good.
Okay.
What if all that energy was just you trying to reach for me? Electrostatic sideways in the night. I beg for God to show me all his rage on display before me. There you were, and the darkness turned to light.